US President Barack Obama has issued a statement calling for calm after another night of violence in the US city of Ferguson, Missouri. Locals have been protesting after a policeman shot an unarmed black teenager at the weekend. It's a case that's once again raised tensions about excessive force, race, and justice, as North America correspondent Michael Vincent reports.
For a second night, angry protesters have taken to the streets of Ferguson, Missouri. For a second night, police in riot gear have responded. Tear gas and rubber bullets. More than 50 people have been arrested since the shooting of Michael Brown. Shops have been looted. One was burnt to the ground. Police say after he was stopped walking in the street, there was a fight inside a police officer's vehicle and the teenager was shot. Local police chief Tom Jackson.
It started out as something of a routine encounter. Two young men walking in the street. An officer approached them and asked them to get onto the sidewalk. It quickly became a violent encounter with the deceased individual and the officer having a fight, some kind of physical confrontation inside the car. That moved outside the car. Shots were fired. I don't know how many. I don't know how many struck the individual, The conflict continued outside the car.
Other witnesses say Brown was 30 feet away with his hands up when he was struck down by multiple bullets. Civil rights activist Reverend Al Sharpton stood alongside Brown's family today, demanding to know why their son, who is due to start college this week, was killed with his two arms in the air.
If you want justice, throw your arms up. If you want answers, throw your arms up. Because that's the sign Michael was using, running around digging up, trying to act like he had a gang sign. No, he had a surrender sign.
That's right.
That's the sign you got to deal with. Don't make up no sign. Deal with the last sign he's shown. And we want answers why that sign was not respected.
The president has spoken out publicly and quite personally before about young unarmed black men being shot and killed, most notably Trayvon Martin. Today he issued a statement saying the death of Michael Brown is heartbreaking and he sends his condolences to the family that the Department of Justice is investigating along with local officials. Barack Obama says he knows the events have prompted strong passions, but as details unfold, he's urged everyone to remember the young man and comfort each other and not act in a way that wounds. The police officer's name has not yet been released. Local officials say another officer's name has been circulating in social media and he's received death threats. This is Michael Vincent in Washington for AM.